Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. The use of solitary confinement for some prisoners is changing. New York State becomes the largest prison system in the U.S. to ban the use of solitary confinement as a disciplinary measure against prisoners who are pregnant or under the age of 18. Federal Judge Shira Shinlin approved a deal on Wednesday, which is expected to lead to further changes over the next 2 years in the use of extreme isolation as a punishment in state prisons. Besides the ban on solitary confinement for some inmates, the agreement calls for maximum limits on isolation sentence lengths to be set for the first time as part of the establishment of sentencing guidelines statewide. The head of a union for correctional officers criticized the agreement, but civil liberties attorneys and state officials praised the changes, which came after a class action lawsuit challenging the state's use of solitary was filed in 2011 by the New York Civil Liberties Union. A Nebraska judge on Wednesday struck down a law that allowed the Keystone XL pipeline to proceed through the state, a victory for opponents who have tried to block the project that would carry oil from Canada to Texas refineries. Lancaster County Judge Stephanie Stacy issued a ruling that invalidated Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman's approval of the route. Stacy agreed with opponents' arguments that the law passed in 2012 improperly allowed the governor to give Calgary-based TransCanada Corporation the power to force landowners to sell their property for the project. Stacy said the decision to give TransCanada eminent domain power should have been made by the Nebraska Public Service Commission, which regulates pipelines and other utilities. President Barack Obama gave no ground on speeding up the review of the pipeline after meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, who's pressuring the U.S. to get the project underway. Obama's defending the lengthy process the U.S. is using to decide whether to approve the Keystone XL pipeline.
These are how we make these decisions about something that could potentially have significant impact on America's national economy and our national interests. So the State Department has gone through its review. There's now a comment period in which other agencies weigh in. That will be evaluated by Secretary of State Kerry, and we'll make a decision at that point.
Canada's been pushing the U.S. for years to approve the pipeline. It would carry 830,000 barrels of oil daily from Canada's tar sands to Texas Gulf refineries. Environmental groups oppose it, and Obama said he won't approve it if it increases greenhouse gas emissions.
How Keystone impacted greenhouse gas emissions would affect our decision. But frankly, it has to affect all of our decisions at this stage, because the science is irrefutable.
Obama spoke at a joint news conference with Canadian Prime Minister Harper and Mexican President Nieto. Mayor Mike Bloomberg left the de Blasio administration with expired labor contracts for some 300,000 city employees. These unresolved contracts are preventing the city from moving forward on its budget, says New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer.
The Achilles heel of this FY15 preliminary budget is that it does not provide or adequately anticipate the resolution of some 150 outstanding labor contracts.
At a news conference on the budget, Stringer warned that the contracts must be resolved or the city will risk budget chaos.
It is critical that we resolve these contracts, or we're on our way to resolve these contracts by June 30th. Our municipal workers have waited too long for a settlement, and our taxpayers need to know the true state of the city's fiscal situation.
Stringer said retroactive pay should be paid for in full in the year the deal is struck, even though some unions seem willing to accept back wages paid out over several years. The LIRR, the Long Island Railroad unions, and federal and local officials representing Long Island and New York City are meeting today to talk about averting a strike which would affect the entire metro New York region. The LIRR unions have been without a contract since 2012 and can legally walk off the job in March. A spokesman for a coalition of the unions involved, Anthony Simon, says it's up to the MTA. So far, the MTA has refused to meet halfway, he says, insisting on net zero wage increases. Meanwhile, the MTA police union was granted a contract with an immediate 7.5% raise and a 17% salary increase over 7 years. Simon says they deserve to be treated with the same level of dignity and respect as their uniformed counterparts. Synthetic chemicals, which are used in the processing, packaging, and storing of the food we eat, could be doing long-term damage to our health, environmental scientists warn. The concerns have been raised in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. The scientists claim that tiny amounts of synthetic chemicals leach into food. While these minute quantities in themselves do no harm, no one knows how safe we are from a lifetime's exposure to the chemicals such as formaldehyde through eating food previously wrapped or stored in plastics. On a more positive note, there's good news in the field of cancer immunotherapy. A new cancer treatment that uses patients' own immune system has been found to destroy leukemia in 88% of adults, according to a new report. This is a real phenomenon, said Renier Bretschens, director of cellular therapeutics at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. He says this could be a paradigm shift in the way we approach cancer therapy. Basically, what we do is re-educate the T cell in the laboratory with gene therapy to recognize and now kill tumor cells. For this study, 14 of 16 adult patients achieved complete remission after their T cells were genetically engineered so they could focus on eradicating cancer. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.